Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A, back after a weekend of watching hockey and living and dying with the Stanley Cup Finals. That is nothing quite as nerve-wracking as watching Stanley Cup hockey. It is really something very, very special. We have on today's show, we've got Jim Natal. In fact, Jim Natal is calling in right now. We'll be talking to Jim about local writer Lorraine Herring and what's going on with the Literary Southwest series. And then we'll also talk with firefighter Jeremiah King, and in between those, we'll chat with our old friend soloist Daryl Rauter, who is singing with the PCA's wonderful production of Hunchback of Notre Dame, as well as their music director Gina Steverson. However, right now we have on the line Jim Natal calling in from California for the Literary Southwest series. Always great to hear from you, Jim. What's new?
Oh, it's great to be here. I hear things are a little warm in Prescott these days.
Well, Prescott, we're lucky here because it's always 15 degrees cooler than Phoenix and 15 degrees warmer than Flagstaff.
Yeah.
So we get the best of both worlds.
Oh, that's nice. It's very socked in here by the California coast. So.
Oh, yes.
And very quite cool. So anyway, it's good to talk with you, and we have our first ever summer program for the Literary Southwest this year, kind of capping off our 10th anniversary programming.
And you're also going to focus on a local favorite novelist from this area, correct?
Correct. Lorraine Herring, who is just an absolutely fantastic writer, writing teacher, and she's also been the person who founded and developed the Yavapai College Creative Writing Department.
And she certainly has the background for that because I understand she has a master's in fine arts in creative writing, a master's in counseling psychology. She has a very eclectic background. And with her work at Yavapai College, among the books and workshops she has worked on, she has a workshop called Writer's Block Breakthrough, Six Keys to Finding Flow, 49 Days to a Fierce Writing Life for Free, Breaking Through Writer's Block. It's just amazing how many different ways that she can help a beginning writer or one who's trying to get published, correct?
Exactly. She and teaches at quite a few writer's retreats as well, and some in the East Coast in New York, a very well-known one called Omega. And she also uses her background in yoga. And one of her books, which is considered, I think, one of the of recent books, it's considered one of the best writer's books. It's called Writing Begins with the Breath.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just a great teacher, as maybe people who are listening in have had a chance to experience firsthand at Yavapai College.
And in addition to Writing Begins with the Breath, which is subtitled Embodying Your Authentic Voice, she's also written The Writing Warrior, Discovering the Courage to Free Your True Voice, On Being Stuck, Tapping into the Creative Power of Writer's Block. And she's also written novels titled Ghost Swamp Blues, Gathering Lights, and Into the Garden of Gethsemane, Georgia. So,
correct.
What a great background.
Oh, and her other book, too, that we didn't mention, that actually kind of put her on the map in terms of psychological writing, is her book called Lost Fathers.
Oh, yeah.
How Women Can Deal from Adolescent Father Loss. Lorraine lost her father when she was young and has been able to put this all together into a book on her thoughts on this and helping people deal with that.
And one of the great things about that, Jim, as you know from being a published writer yourself, is that one of the keys about writing anything is, first of all, write what you know, because
right.
That way you're writing from the heart, and the reader can pick up on that, can't they?
Yes, and I think as anybody who's ever worked with Lorraine can tell you, knows a lot. So she's got quite the pool to draw from in terms of her own experience, and she also has the talent and skill to pull it off. Plus, she's really a great person. I love her, and she's a good reader of her own work.
Mm-hmm. And this is coming up on, I believe, Thursday. Is that?
And Lorraine's going to be reading with another tremendous writer, a poet by the name of Lynn Thompson, who lives in Los Angeles. And Lynn is one of those poets that I've known for a while, and I just watch her gaining momentum, and she is just hitting her stride now. Her last book is a knockout.
And when it comes to writing books, I see the term chapbooks dropped here and there. Describe what a chapbook is.
A chapbook usually refers to a poetry book, and it's generally a poetry book less than 36 pages. I sometimes stretch that to 40 pages, and often they're themed. They have poems kind of revolving around a central theme. So, for example, Lorraine, who is not a poet, but if she were, may have written, may write a chapbook of poems about father loss or fathers. You know, and it would be like 36 pages, you know, whatever number of poems would fit in that. And they would be kind of all orbiting that main issue. And Lynn has also written a number of chapbooks. And I think, you know, if it's interesting, and we'll get into this when we have our conversation after they both read, is that Lynn has a number of father poems in her current collection, her new one. And there's a lot of crossover between she and Lorraine in the way they deal with this.
Now, Jim, in the past Literary Southwest series events that you've been a part of, what kinds of questions do you find attendees asking of the writers?
Well, I guess I divide it into so for example, when we had like Joe Ebay just recently, people wanted to know how he decided to write about South Central L.A., which is a much more African-American neighborhood, but he's Japanese, and it turns out, of course, he grew up in South Central L.A., so he knows what he's writing about. As you mentioned before, write what you know. And when we had Craig Johnson, who writes the Longmire series, there were lots of questions about the characters, you know, who the people have become quite familiar with, not only from books in the way Craig Johnson writes them, but also from the TV series that was made from his books.
Jim, the Literary Southwest series, of course, is presented by the Haseyampa Institute. It's made possible by Yavapai College and the Yavapai College Foundation. You get a lot of help, I know, from Peregrine Book Company here in Prescott. Now, with this being a Thursday event, do you know if these writers will be doing a reading at Peregrine Books this time?
I don't think so. I know Lynn won't be, but Lorraine is going to be reading. We're going to get a little sneak preview of her next book, which I've already had, and I can only say it's mind-bogglingly good. And it's called A Constellation of Ghosts, a Speculative Memoir with Ravens. And it's as interesting a book as that title makes it seem it would be. And that isn't out yet, but I know when that book does come out, I can only imagine that she's going to read it at Peregrine.
You know, that makes me think, Jim, because I know having taken screenwriting courses, quite often studios will have focus groups come in and see the first cut of a movie. And based upon what the focus group says or audience responses, sometimes they'll go back and reshoot scenes or rewrite them. Now, when an author gives a sneak preview, is that of a finished book, or do you think the book is mostly still in production? Might undergo some tweaks after getting some feedback.
Well, as a small press publisher myself, I can tell you that a book is not finished until it's in your hands and printed.
Mm-hmm.
Authors often go back at the last minute on galleys and at proof stage and make changes. And I can speak from personal experience that even once you get that finished printed book in your hand, that doesn't mean you're not going to make some changes.
Yeah.
They're never done. You know, I'm a poet, so it's not as complicated as going into a novel and making changes. But, you know, I had a reading at Peregrine for my new book in April. And, my reading copy already has penciled in changes. And it just came out in March.
And, Jim, with your writing background, with your publishing background and being in Los Angeles, I know you can relate to this. Thursday of this week, the new movie Late Night with Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling will be opening here in Prescott. And it's about a woman being hired as a writer for a late night TV series. And she's the first woman on the staff. It's always been a very, old boys network. And you'll see some insights into the writer's room, how they will spend hours sometimes arguing over a single word in a sketch or a monologue or a joke. You're familiar with that, aren't you?
I am, actually, I'm familiar with going crazy over a word change, and trying to decide what works well. But I also have some friends who are TV writers and screenwriters. And so some of them were showrunners for some major TV series, and I hear their stories. In fact, one of them has a brand new book out that's just coming out this summer that has all these people like Robert Towne and Gabriel Union and who are people who are involved in the movie and entertainment industry talking about what it's like to be in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are all interviews with them.
In fact, 5 years ago, I went to Grauman's Chinese Theater and the Turner Classic Movies Classic Movie event, and I got to talk to Robert Towne, who was talking with the producer, Robert Evans, about how he produced and wrote my favorite movie.
Chinatown.
What a classic.
It is on my top three of all time list. I also think, and many film schools also think, that that is the finest screenplay ever written.
Yeah,
that one
it's
and
still held up as a model.
Yeah, it is. That's the one that's taught in schools, along with Casablanca.
Yep. Yep. And with your publishing background, Jim, do you find sometimes that writers will be too prone to pushing for a happy ending when, in fact, like Chinatown, a more natural ending may leave the reader not exactly skipping out the door, but thinking about it for long afterward?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I think in the past that may have been true. I'm noticing more and more, which may be a commentary and reflection on our times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm noticing more and more tragic endings or where things don't quite work out well for whoever. And I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't think. You know, it's hard to say whether literature is as subject to the tyranny of focus groups as films are.
Yeah.
Often, I do know that sometimes book covers are often scrutinized by large chain stores and so on, just to see if they can maximize sales.
Sure.
But I don't know how much writers kind of back away from a more natural ending,
mm-hmm.
And give it a happy spin for just for the sake of making people happier.
Yeah. And then again, too, with that more natural ending, that's why film noir was so popular now, but was so controversial when it first hit American movie screens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love film noir. I mean, that is the all-time great American contribution to cinema, although it was actually French to begin with.
Yeah.
And hence the name.
Sure.
But, I you know, like Lynn's book this time, Lynn Thompson's new book, mm-hmm. it's a little darker than her last books. And, even though it's quite autobiographical,
mm-hmm.
But I just noticed that, and we'll see. As I said, she's a great reader, and she's got like this real spicy personality. She's wonderful.
And we'll see that firsthand this coming Thursday, correct?
I do need to mention that, as always, of course, the Literary Southwest programs are admission free.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of celebrate our summer event, our first summer event, we're also going to have a really nice dessert buffet served with coffee and tea and everything. So please come and, you know, get yourself out of bathing suit form.
And you'll also have a literary dessert in the form of Lynn Thompson, too.
That's right. That's right. The two of them will be sweet. It'll be a sweet reading.
And that'll be room 47 in building 19. That's the Susan Webb Community Room at Yavapai College Library, correct?
Correct, on the Prescott campus, yes.
And we thank you for calling in, Jim Natal. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Looking forward to the next in the Literary Southwest series.
Well, we'll be talking again in September then.
Looking forward to it. Thank
you.
All
right, thank you, DJ.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Jim Natal with a Literary Southwest that takes place this Thursday, 7 p.m., on the Yavapai College campus at the library in the Susan Webb Community Room. Stay tuned because we're going to talk to the maestro himself, this time in a singing role. It is Daryl Rauter coming up. We'll be talking about him with the Hunchback of Notre Dame on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave Counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
Nothing spoils a good time like having your RV breaking down. Sun Valley Diesel will keep you right on pushing with their diesel oil change. Up to 12 quarts with filter for just $69.95. Look for money-saving coupons in your mailbox and make an appointment today. Sun Valley Diesel, complete truck service on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix vehicles for a living." Sun Valley Diesel.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 222. If you haven't seen it yet, there's a wonderful production taking place at the Prescott Center for the Arts main stage. It's The Hunchback of Notre Dame. And Daryl Rauter, with your background in classical music, this is obviously right down your avenue. And tell us what your role in this production is.
I play the role.
Oh, I think we do. Oh, now
testing.
We do. Sorry about
there
that.
We go.
Now we got it.
First. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And Gina Steverson's with me here. She's
yes,
the music
course.
Director. I play the role of Dom Claude Frollo. Frollo is the caretaker and guardian of Quasimodo and the archdeacon of the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
And describe the song that you sing in this.
The big song that I sing is called Hellfire, and the first time that that was ever seen was in the 1996 Disney cartoon, Hunchback, one of those rare cartoons that Disney made, or I should say feature animation.
Yeah.
One of those rare feature animations that was rather dark compared to their usual fare.
That's got to be difficult to do an animated version of a very serious film.
I thought so at the time, being a big fan of previous Hunchback Notre Dame versions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, Disney making the Hunchback. I'm like,
yeah, it kind of made you stop.
I didn't really get real excited about seeing it.
But they pulled it off, didn't they?
Well, you know, I still haven't seen the whole thing. I've only seen portions of it because it's hard to get. It's hard to get now. I don't have it in my library, and I have an extensive library, and I've looked online, and it's there, but it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, and we have Gina Steverson here. Gina, you've got a couple of roles in this production. Tell us about that.
I do. Well, first and foremost, I am the music director of the show, which has been a privilege and honor. I'm working with so many talented individuals in this community. I also am on stage, so I have the privilege to be a congregant, part of the ensemble, and so I get to play a gargoyle, a gypsy townsperson.
I don't see you as a gargoyle.
Yeah. Actually, I have a really fun gargoyle character that people seem to enjoy in the show, so you have to come and see that for yourself. But anyhow, yeah, it's... complicated show with the ensemble. We do play a lot of roles.
Sure. And tell us how difficult it is to stage something that is this grand and this revered over so many years.
Well, it's a massive production. And in our beautiful previous cathedral church that's now theater at Prescott Center for the Arts, we've been able to construct a beautiful set and fill all of these roles incredibly with each of these individuals within the community. So it's a powerful, moving show, and I think we've accomplished what we set out to do.
Daryl?
As she said, I'm impressed with the fact that the set of Notre Dame blends with the actual church, the interior of the church, and uses the architecture of the interior of the church to blend within the set. And it's It's amazing to see it. There's a beautiful rose window that's been constructed, and then there's a large bridge connecting the two towers, and of course there's hatchways and staircases and all that stuff, and action happens up and down and all around, as far as the putting on a production like that, well, it takes a really, really good director and have sure. a vision. And his name is Don Langford. Don Langford is our stage director.
Oh, I know Don Langford.
Yeah.
He's been here before, sure.
So, yes. Yeah, so he had the vision for it, and he's put it together. And he and Gina, who are helming basically the direction mm-hmm. of the musical, are responsible for this production and why it's working so well. And people are actually coming to see it twice.
Oh, how great.
People that I know that would normally just see it once, and that would be enough for them, and they would enjoy it, but they wouldn't come and see it again. I'm surprised when they come back to see it again. And they see other things that they hadn't seen the first time. So that's how deep and detailed and layered the production is.
Daryl, with your classical music background, you're familiar, of course, both personally and academically with some of the grand cathedrals and grand performance halls around the world. Isn't it ironic we're putting on Hunchback of Notre Dame just a couple of months after that terrible fire?
Yes, it is. It's rather sad.
Oh.
The story, Hunchback of Notre Dame, which was written in 1831, was particularly
Victor Hugo,
and he wrote it with a specific ulterior motive, which was to bring attention to the cathedral mm-hmm. and to have the cathedral renovated back to the way it was, because at the time they were taking out the beautiful colored stained glass windows and putting in clear windows in order to get more light to come into the cathedral.
Sure.
And he did this play, and he did the book, which is 900 and some pages long, and a lot of it is all about the architecture mm-hmm. so that they could be inspired. And that was mid-19th century. That's what inspired them to renovate Notre Dame. And the Notre Dame that we had before the fire was that look was... the book was responsible for that. Victor Hugo was responsible for that.
And, of course, we know Victor Hugo with the PCA production a couple of years ago, Les Miserables, too, of course.
That's right.
Gina, tell us about the other cast members who are in this show.
One favorite that audiences will fall in love with is Daniel Cadena, and he plays Clopin, who is King of the Gypsies. And he's very colorful, very animated throughout the show, and mm-hmm. he's kind of the comic relief that happens throughout, so he's a favorite. We have Leah Morales, who plays Esmeralda, beautiful voice, beautiful acting, very talented Jeremy Zolke, who is playing the part of Quasimodo. And we also have Mike Nache, who plays Phoebus, who's the captain, and the love interest of Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, Daryl Rauter, who plays Dom Claude Frollo. Am I missing anybody at the moment?
Well, there are all the other smaller roles and sure. characters that come in and out. The brother of Frollo, who's Jehan, and in the book, he is much younger and much more worldly, let's say, and not very, very spiritual. And so he's always getting in trouble in the book and in this play.
Mm-hmm.
And he dies very early on, but he leaves a son behind, and that son is Quasimodo. And so Frollo is left with the chore of bringing him up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also, his mother was a gypsy. And since Frollo was really, really really racist against gypsies, so it's very, very hard for him to reconcile that.
Sure,
you know, and raising Quasimodo.
And I was just going to say
roles. Logan Wolf is playing Jehan, and Florica. I said that backwards. Florica, which is Quasimodo's mother, who dies early mm-hmm. and comes back at the end, and has a solo that's played by my daughter Emma Steverson.
How neat is that?
Yeah.
Now, do you two talk about it at home? You rehearse to each other?
Well, not really to each other. We talk about it every day. It's part mm-hmm. of our life right now.
Sure.
I also have two daughters that are running the music behind the scenes, and so it's kind of a family affair. But, Yeah.
Daryl, our listeners know you, of course, from your day job, shall we say, that we know you so well for as a maestro at Yavapai College, so many wonderful productions. How does it feel to kind of get away from that and be a soloist?
Well, I'm returning to my roots because that's what I began as in high school, is an actor, then singer, and then I had about a 15-year operatic career in Chicago. And then I moved out here and became a teacher, and now I'm and a conductor, and now I'm returning back to my roots. So I'm very happy about that.
It's nice to be part of an ensemble once in a while, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, very much.
Does, you know, having been a singer and an actor, does that make you a better director, a better maestro, having been in those roles?
I'm not sure. I always have to look back at myself in a video or something to see if any of those factors come to play. But I will say that when I am conducting a singer, I usually know their role very, very well, and I know how they breathe and how they support, and so I conduct for the singer.
So. Indeed. And Gina, you mentioned the grand stage production that Don put together. What was the British farce? Was that Noises Off?
Noises Off, yes.
That, I have to tell you, I've seen a lot of productions at the PCA. That one just knocked me dead. I could not believe that stage production. It was just astounding. Where does he get this from? How does he do that?
He has a drive and a passion and a love, and when he clings on to something, he goes all out. You know, I had discovered this music, The Rewrite by Mencken and Schwartz, and I brought it to him because he was looking for another show to direct, but wasn't sure. But you know, he's done some pretty amazing productions in the past. You mentioned Les Mis,
right.
Noises Off was another one, and, I said, you gotta listen to this music. He fell in love. We went and scouted, waited for the rights, and knew that this was the next show that he was gonna put on stage here locally. So it's just been an incredible experience. It's a powerful show, and you need to come see it.
I know I do. And tell us when the remaining shows are coming.
We have Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening at 7:30, and Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. It's our last four shows, and we still have some seats available.
Which you can get by going online to pca-az.net or calling 445-3286. One last question for Daryl, because you've been involved in so many productions at Yavapai College, which has such a huge stage. How do you tailor your show for the parameter of your performance venue, like the size of a stage?
Well, the set has been expanded, both left and right. And so if you think about the actual proscenium of the stage, it's not that much smaller than Yavapai's proscenium. And, of course, it's in a much smaller seating area, only about 189 or 92 seats or something like that. But because of the width of the set, and we play right to the edges and even to the ceiling, that it's really comparable. It really is. And a lot of the other theaters that I've performed in are also very similar to that, too.
I would think, too, your characters' entrances and exits must be a little more carefully timed with the different
sizes. Oh, the timing is really important, in particular with this show, because the show has a performance track that is unforgiving. It's unadjustable, and so you have to time everything, entrances, lines, and the dialogue, and everything else, and, of course, the singing, so that it lines up just right. So it's a very complicated show.
See, in my hometown, the Muni Opera in St. Louis is, I believe, it's the world's largest outdoor stage. And I used to always hear directors coming in town having to adjust to that gigantic stage, because it does affect the way you direct a show, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But it's so nice to be in the back row of this particular theater and see everything in detail, be so close. It's really what's cool about a small theater.
Indeed it is. And Gina, tell us one more time when these performances are.
This weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening at 7:30, and Sunday at 2 o'clock matinee.
That is The Hunchback of Notre Dame at the Prescott Center for the Arts main stage on Marina Street. Don't miss it. Stay tuned because we're going to talk to Jeremiah King. He's a local firefighter, about the upcoming Patriot Run. Yeah, it's that time of year already again. Stay tuned. Also, we'll be coming up in just a moment with local and state news and weather on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Steve Ryan, librarian at Prescott Public Library. Teens looking for leadership experience are invited to participate in the Toastmasters Youth Leadership Program at Prescott Public Library. Participants will gain valuable speaking and leadership skills to last a lifetime. The courses are presented by trained Toastmasters facilitators and are free for teens ages 13 to 18. Register online at prescottlibrary.info at the youth desk or call 928-777-1537 for more information.
At Lam Nissan, we have a lot of confidence in the quality and durability of every Nissan we sell, and that includes our certified pre-owned Nissans. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. Take the fear out of buying a used vehicle with a Nissan certified pre-owned vehicle, featuring a warranty that offers a 7-year, 100,000 miles of protection. It also includes a free trial of Sirius XM radio, 24 hours roadside assistance, and more. And every certified pre-owned Nissan must pass a comprehensive 167-point inspection. Right now, we've got a 2017 Titan XD with only 5,300 miles, priced at only $22,774. A 2018 Rogue Sport with less than 8,100 miles for only $17,988. We even have a low-mileage 2019 Pathfinder for only $25,951. Each is thoroughly inspected, factory-backed, and easily financed. Lam Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number HN558968, number JW159555, number KC582308, plus tax, title, and license. For complete coverage information, see dealer for details.
The world's oldest rodeo began in 1888 and is still going strong today. The 132nd annual event in Prescott, Arizona. This traditional rodeo is packed with action, history, memories from generations. Join us from July 1st through July 7th for world-class rodeo as well as many family-friendly events taking place throughout the week. The support from the community is always terrific and we couldn't do it without our sponsors who support us year after year. Frontier Village Center is a proud sponsor of the 132nd annual Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo. Shop our great stores, dine at our fine restaurants and cafes, or relax while watching a movie at the Picture Show. Visit us at frontier-village.com or like us on Facebook, Frontier Village Center. Great dining, great stores, great movies. Tickets and info are available at worldsoldestrodeo.com or by calling 928-445-4320. Presented by Coors.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, hearing J.C. Trujillo doing that world's oldest rodeo spot, I'm thinking if Sam Elliott ever calls it quits, J.C. Trujillo should do his role. He could narrate cowboy roles with the best of them, couldn't he? Well, I want to remind you that coming up Ben Shapiro today, instead of Talk of the Town this week, the Diamondbacks are on the East Coast, and that means very early starts, 4 o'clock start times today at Philadelphia for the first of three against the Phillies. Tune in at 4 o'clock for that first pitch. Once again, no Talk of the Town this week or Let's Talk Sports this Friday afternoon. Showing tomorrow night for Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, you have a choice, the Cary Grant Alfred Hitchcock Classic North by Northwest or Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall in The Shining. That's coming up tomorrow at the Harkins Harkins 14, part of the Tuesday Night Classics. Stay tuned now for local and state news, followed by a chat with Jeremiah King about the Patriot run coming to Prescott. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualica Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualica Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualica Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care, and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com, and thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 10th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A North Phoenix condo goes up in flames, leaving a woman dead. Phoenix Fire Captain Kenny Overton says crews arrived at the home around 5:30 this morning. There's smoke and flames, and a search began.
They did find a victim of the fire. They attempted resuscitative efforts, but the patient was already deceased by the time firefighters got to her.
Overton says another resident in that fire tried to wake the victim, but it was no use. Watch for delays if you travel overnight on Highway 69.
ADOT has scheduled pavement repair work on 69 between Truewood Drive and the Highway 169 Junction in Prescott Valley. The left and center lanes will be closed in both directions from 6 tonight to 5 tomorrow morning. The right lane will be closed in both directions from 6 tomorrow night to 5 Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, crews just wrapped up work on Highway 89A in Prescott Valley. Last night, the roadway was restricted to one lane between Legend Hills and Coyote Springs Roads. ADOT officials say restrictions like these are necessary so crews can do fog seal work, which helps protect and extend the life of the highway pavement. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny, dry, breezy, and very warm this week with highs today through Thursday of 88 to 92 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to a partly cloudy 60. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to 98 today, 102 tomorrow through Thursday, with a partly cloudy overnight low near 63. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:45. About this time every year, it's always my pleasure to chat with Jeremiah King. He is a local firefighter. He's here to talk about the Patriot Run. I can't believe it's almost that time already. Jeremiah, tell us when the Patriot Run is and what it's all about.
Absolutely, yeah. It sneaks up on us, that's for sure. You know, we get finished with it, and before you know it, it's here again. But we're happy to present it on September 7th out in Prescott Valley at the Prescott Valley Civic Center. And it is sort of surrounding or part of the Prescott Valley Healing Field in northern mm-hmm. Arizona, which is, of course, the 3,000 flags that are up yeah. there at the Civic Center on display to represent the 3,000 people that died on September 11th, 2001.
And this is part of the brainchild of our friend Darlene Packard, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And tell us who will be participating in the Patriot Run. Can the public take part in this?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can take part in it. It is a 10K, 5K, 1 mile run. Very reasonable entry fees. We made it that way because we want the public to come out and take part in it and enjoy the healing field. And that's really what it was created for. So we could have some events that brought people out. And we thought that having an event like this might bring people that wouldn't normally know about it sure. to the healing fields to be able to peruse the fields and kind of get a feel for it and be able to show some so, you know, pay their respects.
Sure. Now, in addition to being physically taxing for a lot of people, it wouldn't be for you guys because you have to be in this kind of condition every day, don't you?
That's right. Yeah. It's a very important part of the job is, and actually part of the training.
Sure.
You know, part of the training is to be physically fit and because the job does get hard and, you know, we have to be ready for it.
In fact, just today I did a news report you'll be hearing sometime after this show about a bunch of fires in Phoenix where the temperature had, I believe, 113 degrees, and you guys still have to don all that gear, carry the heavy equipment, and still go out there, don't you?
That's right, yeah. Well, summertime is it's tough to fight fires in.
I bet you're glad you're here instead of down there right now, right?
It's definitely helpful, yes.
So tell us what kind of regimen you guys have to go through to stay in top shape. Just in case, you know, those physical attributes are needed because sometimes you'll have to go into a building, carry people out, carry them upstairs. I can't even imagine some of the regimen involved in that. What do you guys do every day to keep in shape?
So there is time allotted while we're on duty for exercise, and that's because it is part of our training.
Sure.
We do have gyms in the fire station so that we can do treadmill and we can lift weights and that kind of thing. We also do skills courses where we can don our gear and do more functional type movements and exercises that represent more what we would see on a fire incident, and so that we can sort of acclimate to wearing our turnouts and especially in the heat.
Coming up June 19th at the Prescott Elks Theater, they're going to rescreen the movie Only the Brave, which was, of course, about the Granite Mountain hotshots. Have you seen the movie?
You know, I own the movie, and I can't bring myself to watch it.
I was going to ask about that, because that strikes so close to home. And
yes.
anybody who has ever fought fires knows that they could be next, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely. You know, we know that there's an inherent risk to the job, and we accept that when we sign on. And, you know, the Granite Mountain hotshots and that whole story and the incident surrounding that, it's pretty close to home for me because, you know, the Patriot Run is actually a fundraiser for the Central Arizona Honor Guard, and we were one of the honor guards that, you know, did the honors at the different funerals for the guys when they were buried here in Prescott. We were there. We did take part in all of that. We knew these guys. We'd worked with a lot of these guys. You know, some of our firefighters had served on the Granite Mountain hotshots in previous seasons, and so it did touch all of us in a you know different ways, but very, very very close to home. And I've as of yet been unable to watch the movie. It feels a little bit too real.
I can't blame you for that. I think what would surprise a lot of people, Jeremiah, as part of your training, is how much fire science you guys have to learn. And because no matter what you can control about arriving on a fire scene, whether it's in the wildlands or a house on fire or a tall building on fire, you're still kind of at the mercy of Mother Nature, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Fire is definitely something that, you know, it's not, it doesn't have intent to kill us, but it is dangerous and it is very powerful. And it, of course, you know, is nature, and it wants to consume fuel, and it wants to, you know, breathe oxygen, and it needs those things to exist. And so, you know, we have to know about that, how to control those things. And so there's a lot of training in that. There's actually an Associates of Arts degree or Associates of Science degree that you can get for fire science. But it is a continuous education process.
Sure. And of course, you know, with the weather changes we have here, you guys, of course, are very aware of, you know, the different fire conditions each day. If we're going through a long, hot, breezy time of summer, watch out, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we get daily reports on what the fire conditions are and what we might be able to expect if we did get a fire in the wildland.
You mentioned the strain on families of being a firefighter. Who's this handsome fellow to your right?
This is my son, 14 years old, almost 15, going into high school. He's going to be a freshman this year.
Where are you going to school?
I'm going to Bradshaw Mountain High School.
Oh, I didn't turn his mic on. Try it again, please.
I'm going to Bradshaw Mountain High School.
Good luck to you. That's great. 14 already. Wow. Years fly by, don't they, Jeremiah?
That's right. Yeah. Seems like yesterday.
I'm telling you. And tell us once again the dates of the Patriot Run and the Healing Fields.
So the Healing Fields are going up on September 6th, and they'll be up for the whole week, of course, over September 11th. And then we have a big memorial ceremony for the community then. September 7th, that's a Saturday, is the Patriot Run, and that's going to start at 7 o'clock in the morning. We do have check-in and registration prior to that at 6 a.m. We are tying a half marathon to it this year, which is a little bit different. We're doing that through runprescott.com, and they're working with us. You can register through our website at patriotrunpv.com, and also at raceentry.com, and just search the Patriot Run in Prescott Valley. Like I said, the entry fees are reasonable because we want families to come out, and the Honor Guard, who is receiving the funds and the proceeds from this fundraiser, the members actually go out and work with different businesses, partner with different businesses to get sponsorships. So we're doing the work so that it doesn't get passed on to the runners.
I have to ask you, when you do public events where there are families and kids involved, how often do kids want to tour that fire truck?
All the time. Yeah.
It really is a rolling city in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a rolling toolbox. We carry everything on those things that we may or may not need, and it is very important.
And the question that always surprises people is, what percentage of your calls do you think are medical and not for a fire? More than half?
Yes, more than half.
Isn't
we would do about 70% medical calls, EMS, yep.
That just astounds people when they hear that. Jeremiah King, always great to hear from you. Please give Darlene Packard a hug for me.
Will do.
When you see her, we look forward to the Patriot Run and to the Healing Fields. You're going to come back and see us again just before that, I hope?
Absolutely.
You bet. You'll be glad to have you. Stay tuned, because I got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A.
Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. D-backs visit the Philadelphia Phillies Monday at 4 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, there's a gourmet dinner at 5:30 today, part of the Prescott Film Festival. This dinner is prepared by Chef Robert Barr of the Sedona Culinary School of Yavapai College. It includes wine pairings and the feature film Olympia. Go to PrescottFilmFestival.com for all the details. PrescottFilmFestival.com. Still got a whole week of great things coming up with workshops, movies, presentations, talks. Prescott Film Festival, a great event. Say hello to our friend Helen Stevenson when you go. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming up at 3 o'clock, and then the Diamondbacks. They are going to Philadelphia. They will play the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. The first pitch coming your way at 4 o'clock today. Don't miss that. Then join me back here tomorrow with my guest Gretchen Vorbeck for the We Value Our Teachers Foundation and guitarist and music instructor Drew Hall. That is coming your way tomorrow for Q&A at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.